Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Who's playing doubles?
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Bex Hybrids. Are you looking for a tractor or side-by-side to elevate your operation? Maybe a boat or a golf simulator when you want to relax a little bit. Bex Commitment Rewards Program offers huge savings and interest-free financing on all these items and more. To learn more about Bex Commitment Rewards, go to BexHybrids.com and always remember the three Fs: faith, family, and farming.
If you wanted to stop in there and get any low breads, could you get any?
No.
What?
No. No low breads.
Everything's hybrids.
Oh.
No low breads. Everything's hybrids.
You got
I got
that.
The word. So Sonny made the call yesterday, got a hold of Trevor. Did Trevor reach out to you?
He did.
Because Trevor got a hold of me late last night that it's a go for the Elks Club for the Steve Sipple Symposium. The Steve Sipple Symposium.
It's not a symposium.
Yes, a symposium. I don't know what symposium is, but
I don't even know what it is either.
I have to be there.
Well, I know
this.
It's not one.
And Jake will be his driver. Jake will be driving.
I can't wait to watch the whole thing.
Yes, and he will be on stage.
You'll be on stage with me.
And
I commit to that.
Trevor said that there will be Bex hats that will be given away at the event.
Regal.
And then there will be a raffle. There'll be a raffle. Not sure what they're giving away at the
Probably
raffle,
food.
But there'll be a raffle, and it's burger night at Elks.
Well, that's right. You said
and they're that. Also, this is all tied in for one reason, Bex. That's
Sonny.
Why it is. Sonny, calling in from Indiana to get things right, and we're going to meet him here. Well, we're probably less than a month out. Imagine when we go see Sonny at Goner.
It's nerve-wracking.
I'm with Steve on that. I don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. I think I just stand there kind of like a little confused.
Just be very cordial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let him do the talking.
Yeah, I did that when I met the president.
Yeah,
when I met Trump, I let him handle the conversation. He was very good too.
Be respectful.
Hey, Bill, where are you from?
Yeah.
From Nebraska. Oh, Rick is doing a nice job. And started talking.
There you go.
I didn't jump in
Who
with
was
a bunch.
That? Was that Trump?
It's Trump.
Yeah. The one thing about Trump, say what you want about him, he would carry conversation.
He was incredible.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
Yeah, he's not awkward.
He could talk.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was incredible. There's only like four of us. In the Oval Office, it was me and Ed Ogeron, Steve Ensminger, Derek Binansky. Four of us just hanging out in the Oval Office.
Good God, that's Bill was in the Oval Office.
One guy got tackled.
That's when Bags got tackled when he came in and got tackled.
You never guess where I'm at, baby.
Hey, baby, never gonna guess where I'm at. Secret Service
on a flip phone. Right?
On a flip phone. I mean, it was the security was. Imagine trying to get into the Oval Office. It's pretty tight.
Who was that?
Pretty tight. Bags.
And what was his job?
What's that? He was high school relations. relations.
And he used the words, hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Straight Cajun. Hey, baby. And I can leave where I'm at. Bags brought me a blueberry donut every Tuesday at 5 a.m. He'd come in with a blueberry donut.
That sounds beautiful.
Blueberry donut. And we'd sit down in my office at 5 a.m. and we would talk. We just talk local high schools and he just kind of helped me get, you know, to know the, when you don't grow up in an area,
right.
You got to learn stuff fast.
Yeah. And I knew you were an outsider.
I was an outsider. So right. I got to figure out what's going on here. So Bags was my right hand man.
But he brought you a blueberry donut?
Blueberry donut every single day.
What a guy.
Yeah. Cause he brought
every single Tuesday.
Every single Tuesday. It's the only time. Bags didn't come in a lot. Bags had a lot of free time. They went real tight on
hey, baby, had something to do with
but
that.
He made it to the White House, though.
Yeah.
If anybody gets a chance to go to the White House and get in the Oval Office and talk to the president, I'd do it. It's fun.
Sounds like a pretty cool thing.
Yeah,
that's we don't talk about that enough.
No.
All right, what do you got over there,
Bex Hybrids, BexHybrids.com. You may have heard, maybe you hadn't heard, but the first hour of Early Break is sponsored by 1890 Nebraska.
Okay.
That's right,
yes.
1890, great people, 1890nebraska.com.
And they're official also Nebraska now?
That's right, the official NIL collective for UNL. Mm-hmm. Well, they announced something yesterday also.
Whoa.
That August 3rd, Saturday, August 3rd, in Memorial Stadium, under the lights, Nebraska will have a Big Red preview team practice that people can buy tickets to as of today, 10 a.m., $25 to go watch Nebraska play practice as a part of NIL funding.
$25, August 3rd.
Yep. Saturday, August 3rd, under the lights, Memorial Stadium. Tickets on sale today. The proceeds from the sales will go to 1890 Nebraska in NIL funding operation here.
So that would be probably their fourth practice.
Somewhere in there. Like I said, there's nothing. It'd be great to watch. But as far, honestly, UTEP or Colorado could have their coaches there, and it wouldn't get a lot out of it. It wouldn't be like going, hey, did you write that down? Get that real quick. No, you just kind of watch. It's like watching preseason practice in the NFL, where people go watch. So there's not a lot to really be learned by it. But it'll be very. I mean, you wouldn't not lose anything. So it's a brilliant move. This is what Ohio State, right?
They did that.
They've done this before.
They're doing multiple practices. If you're a fan, I think the informative thing would just be to watch the players, watch the individuals.
Absolutely. Let's go.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a filling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Stay cool and choose from over 40 in-stock ceiling fans for under $100, plus an 11% rebate at Menards. We carry the largest selection of in-stock Hunter ceiling fans, available in a variety of designs, finishes, and features. Create the perfect look and lighting for any room with a new Hunter ceiling fan. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans, plus the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now. Save big money at
Menards. Have my binoculars. I'm going to watch the O-line practice. I'm going to watch
what's Dylan look
running.
Like.
Yeah, yep. What's the third running back look like, or whoever the third running back is?
Yeah, like, how's that? What's that new corner look like, Sierra Wright?
I wonder what if they have like a number in their head what they feel would be successful.
Oh, it's general admission, so you don't get a special seat. It's $25 first come first serve in terms of seats.
Sean Callahan thought 5,000, and I thought that I told him I think that's light.
Oh, I believe it'll be 20 plus.
Whoa. For the practice. Now, I'm probably somewhere in between Sean and yourself.
I'm going to go 20.
I'll go 12. What do you think, Jake?
I'm going to go 14.
It's like a hard read because it's never, 000. Has it ever really happened? No, I don't think it has.
No, it hasn't happened. I think it's also something that it's like, hey, it'll be a little expensive to take kids. But right now there's people going like, hey, I want to take my kid to this. We don't get to go see a practice. No one really knows what one even looks like. So it'd be kind of a unique situation, and then the money goes to NIL. So it's like, hey, listen, the money we're spending is going to the right place.
Absolutely.
So I think, I would
20,000.
I think 20,000. I think 20,000
practice.
Yeah,
I hope you're right
because they're doing it in the stadium, so they don't have to worry about anything. Just let them in. Just let them in and go.
Gates will open at 6 p.m. for the Big Red preview event, and the practice begins around 6:30. Huskers.com/tickets for these against $25 a piece, and all the proceeds go to 1890 to help fund NIL.
Wow.
Let's push the envelope. Kind of cool, let's help Matt out.
Here's a question.
Let's get Matt in here.
We need 20,000.
Put your ethical hats on. Here's a question for you. As a media member, do you have any ethical issues with paying for the ticket and going? For like me going, because we're going to do it. Would you say, hey, wait a second, you can't do that? Would Matt Rhule have a problem with us doing that?
Paying the money to go?
Yeah.
No, why?
It's not technically for media.
Yeah, but it's an open practice that you can pay
right,
to watch.
That's what I would tell him, or anybody who would push back. I would say, wait a second, it's open to the public.
I think reporters expected at this event.
I think you should be getting in for free.
Oh, well, I don't think
I
we
do.
Will.
I don't think you're covering the event.
You need to talk to Keith Mann.
Yeah, I will. Keith Mann, could we get some
Keith?
We need some bonus tickets here.
I don't know that the media would be allowed in for free. I don't know that it won't, but I don't know that it will.
Jake Sorensen will be there.
I would like to be there.
Yeah.
I want to see how many people are there. We guessed anywhere from 12,000 to 20,000 people.
I think you can glean a lot from just watching players. Bill, I mean,
yeah,
we're amateur hour. It's amateur hour for me and Jake, not you. It's amateur hour for us. And when I watch those practices, I don't go there and say, oh, I wonder what the, how they'll run the pitch. You know, like, I wonder how they'll block that. Yeah. I don't.
Oh, hang on. That's the odd front. Didn't see that coming. Right. Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't notice. But,
they're in a 52 monster.
Right.
I thought they were a 4-4 stack.
I've told coaches for years, you're giving us way too too much credit here. I mean, I don't know what I'm watching half the time. But I can assess personnel. And that's my forte.
That's your forte. So you'd be more of a general manager in the NFL than you would be a head coach.
Right, right.
It's good to know.
Yeah. Right. Joe and Polder says, buy a ticket, Sipple. Come on.
Yeah. Well, we are. John's buying them. Sean's buying tickets.
Okay. Well, I'll probably join you then. I will buy my own ticket.
I'd love to, for you to join. Let's say,
Sean, will you buy Jake a ticket?
I'll buy my own
ticket. Let's not go overboard here.
Sean, I'll buy my own ticket. It's fine. Be good.
Rick Heyman, buy Jake a ticket.
He might.
He might.
Rick might go. You never know.
What night is it?
It's a Saturday.
August 3rd, 6:30 p.m.
It sounds to me, who just caught the most unbelievable situation? The Haymarket.
Yeah, they did.
All of a sudden, people are just like, hey, let's make kind of a day of it. Go down early, or when practice is over, we can stop by and still be light out. Go down and get something to eat. Rooms just went up. Because people will come down.
You think so?
Yeah, if someone's going to come down, let's drive down from North Platte. Let's go watch practice. And there's nothing really going on. School starts the next Monday, basically. Monday or Tuesday.
Mid-August usually for school.
East is rolling on the 12th or 13th.
Really? Wow.
So, okay. God.
It's early.
Quick. God, Bill. Yeah. Better times was... We didn't go till September 1 sometime.
Something be the end of August. Yeah. It'd be great. What it should be... Back in the day, like when my dad was in high school, they went after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you went.
That's what I remember.
School started after, which that's what it should be.
That's what I remember.
That's what it should be.
Better back times.
Way better times.
Now we're trying to be bonus. Yeah, let's get ahead.
Wooden rackets with support wing brackets wing nuts.
Buy your tickets, Huskers.com/tickets for the practice on August 3rd. Rick Heyman's Song of the Day is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.